Thank you for calling Therapy Well. Georgia speaking. Oh, sorry, you've just cut out. Could you repeat that? Sorry, can you hear me? Sorry, you just cut out. What was your name? Peter. Sorry, I'm just sending a quick message to my colleague. I think my colleague called you. She wanted to offer you some appointments. We've got a provisional psychologist with us at the moment. However, she is at Mount Gravatt, and I have just noticed in your email you did say Auchenflower, but we do also have telehealth as an option. Would you be happy to travel to Mount Gravatt or do telehealth? Let me have a look. So I think my colleague wanted to offer Jay because she's got the soonest availability to see clients. We do have sorry, just let me have a look. Like her earliest availability for an intake would be next week at we could either do 11 a.m. Oh, sorry, hold on. Let me have a look. So she would have availability next week for an intake on Monday or Tuesday. So I think that was why she was offering. Yeah, that's all good. So what we do is we book the intake in. We can literally just like you see how that goes. If you want to book some more appointments, book some more appointments. There's no pressure for you to commit to like what regular appointments or anything like that. If that's not how you'd like to go about this, it could just be if you would like an appointment, you could give us a call and we could book something in. Yeah, so it would depend on your needs as the client. So some people, depending on the type of therapy they're doing, there are some types of therapy where it is like it needs to be consistent and it's like an ongoing thing and that kind of stuff. That's normally for, that's more like trauma therapy, like more intensive kinds of therapies, that kind of stuff. So it really would depend on your needs and yes, different psychologists do things differently. You know, some people will like to see someone frequently, and then other people would prefer to just reach out if they're feeling they need a little bit of extra support at certain times. Yeah, no, that's all good. I hope that made sense. So Jay's fee for private paying clients is, so she's, because she's a provisional psychologist, she would be the most affordable practitioner we have. So her rate is 160 an hour. So we do a 90-minute intake, which is 240, and then any other subsequent sessions are an hour, and it's 160. Not for Jay specifically because she's a provisional psychologist, but it does kind of balance out because the cost seeing a regular psychologist with the Medicare rebate, it would come out to about the same. Sorry, could you repeat that, please? Sorry, let me do the math. So the initial session is 240 because it is 90 minutes, and then it's 160 from there. So if you had the intake and then three more sessions, it would be around 720. We do have, like, if you were wanting to space things, you know, sometimes people like to space things out a lot more. There's no pressure to have the sessions in quick succession if that wasn't what you wanted. But yeah, that is the cost, and it is similar for when you get the Medicare rebate back for other psychologists, the out-of-pocket cost is around the same. Yes, yeah. Yeah, that's all good. Yeah, feel free to give us a call if you have any questions or anything like that. All right, thanks so much. Have a good day. Bye.